This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. So I'm delighted to be joined today by Shepard Smith, President and Founder of the Institute for Youth Development. Prior to founding this institute in 1996, Mr. Smith founded and served as President of Americans for a Sound AIDS HIV Policy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So today, this week, is the International AIDS Conference, and there have been a number of satellite events. Can you tell me a little bit about this satellite event today at Georgetown University?
Sure. We sought to bring the faith community together, particularly those groups that historically have not interacted with many of the AIDS community. And I think that it was quite a good event in that it showed people in this more conservative faith community that there are opportunities both for them in ministry in respect to HIV/AIDS, but also to be able to work with others who they may not necessarily agree with. The faith community is so broad, and this is just one segment of it. But it's a segment of it that probably represents a majority of people in the church in America, or close to it, both Catholic and Protestants alike.
And who was at the event today? Why was it important to gather this range of speakers?
You had a lot of people who were leaders, such as Rick and Kay Warren, but other people like Dave Evans with Food for the Hungry, Kent Hill, who people look to, any number of people that were there are the ones on foreign assistance that the faith community looks to and listens to and helps direct a very large number of churches throughout the United States on their thinking about foreign assistance. And I'll give a quick little example. We go to a small church out near Sterling called Reston Bible, and we have maybe 1,500 to 1,800 people a week who go to the three different services. Our missions budget for that little church is $2 million a year. And so the faith community really dedicates a lot of its resources to helping the poorest in the world. And what this did today, it helped unite that effort by a broad range of groups that are focused on foreign assistance and health primarily.
And why did you choose to organize this event today?
The AIDS conferences in the past that we've attended have not been very embracing or accepting of the faith community. And it's our hope that we can all work together one day. And this is kind of a step toward that in showing people in the more conservative faith community in the U.S. That this is an issue they should care about and that they should do something about.
And do you feel that this International AIDS Conference has successfully pulled in the faith community?
I think that they've done a lot more than ever in the past. I think we still have a ways to go, but I was very impressed by the people involved, including CSIS, in the International AIDS Conference and their willingness and effort to reach out to the faith community.
Going forward, what do you hope to achieve? How do you hope the faith community is involved in these types of efforts?
I believe to the person, people feel that the United States has a moral obligation to help poorer people in the world, and to whom much is given, as you heard, much is expected. And certainly everyone in the United States, particularly the faith community, have been blessed with so much riches. And so we need to share that. We need to have a very giving attitude. But our government has to reflect that as well. And I believe that today will go a long ways toward mobilizing a lot of the people who are concerned about foreign assistance to be willing to go and talk to legislators, be willing to go to their churches and say, you know, we have to support people who will support foreign assistance. So I think it was quite a success in that respect.
Can you comment on the high-level senior leadership from the administration in the conference?
Oh, we're very pleased that the administration showed a great willingness to participate. the people that were on that panel really understand and appreciate the role the faith community presently plays and can play in the future. Eric Grusby, Rajiv Shah, Lois Quam, they all understand that to really give healthcare, meaningful healthcare to the poor in the world, we have to all work together in the faith community. And those parts of the world particularly are an important component in that partnership.
And Lindsey Graham spoke today mm-hmm. and said we have to rally this faith community together so that we can support foreign assistance budgets.
Yes.
What do you think about that suggestion?
Oh, clearly we're in agreement with Senator Graham. He is very motivated right now to inspire people, both within the faith community and others, to understand the value of foreign assistance to the United States and to the people that we're helping. And we'll do everything we can to support his efforts on waking up his fellow members of Congress and the Senate to the need to support foreign assistance.
Today at the satellite session at Georgetown, mm-hmm. President Obama, former President George W. Bush, and Governor Mitt Romney mm-hmm. gave video interviews essentially saying mm-hmm. how pleased they were that this event was coming together. What did you think about that?
Well, we were very pleased that national leaders would lend their voice to the meeting. Importance of having this in front of the present president is important because many in the AIDS community and many in the faith community feel that he hasn't done enough. We'd like him to do more, especially if he has a second term. We'd like him to do more. And having him on record that he is supportive of this issue is important. It may be that Governor Romney is the next president. We're very pleased that he made a statement that this is now on his radar, that he sent one of his top people, Governor Leavitt, to speak on his behalf. We find that is very meaningful. And of course, we all want to honor President Bush for his PEPFAR program, and we're thankful that he weighed in for the sake of the meeting and the faith community today. We're very, very fortunate that that happened.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.